Music by Alexandre Guimond, two variations on the Latin carol Puer Nobis Nascitur, and that was Philip Brunel showing off the harp, stop and tremolo of the Holtkamp organ at Plymouth Congregational Church in Minneapolis.
On BBC One, over millions of years, life in the oldest continent has struggled, evolved and triumphed into the most spectacular show on Earth. From the dead centre of the Sahara to the tip of Cape of Good Hope. From the barren mountains of the Atlas to the riches of the Congo rainforest. Africa remains, as ever, the most surprising continent of them all. Join me, David Attenborough, for Africa. Wednesday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
This is BBC Radio 3, Sunday evening at just after 10.15, and time to join Lucy Duran for World Roots, which starts with this announcement.
The 2012 World Roots Academy protégé is José Hernández.
That was British superstar Damon Albarn announcing last January the new Radio 3 World Roots Academy protégé of 2012, José Hernando Arias Noguera, a young accordion player from Colombia but born and raised here in London, performing the Vallenato tradition of northern Colombia. Welcome to World Roots. Today, in the last programme of the year, we'll be revisiting the year's project, featuring some of the highlights, which included two trips to Colombia to take our protégé back to the roots of his music and culminating in a prom concert at the Royal Albert Hall in July. And I'm delighted that José Hernando is here with us in the studio to reflect on the challenges and lessons learnt during this very extraordinary year. So welcome to you, José Hernando.
Really delighted to be here, Lucy.
And we're going to be hearing from you later on. You're going to be playing a couple of songs on the accordion and singing.
Yes, singing and accordion.
Great. And so just in a nutshell, how's this year been for you?
Fantastic. You know, the experience I had of a World Roots Academy, amazing. You know, learned a lot about the culture, the music, and also met new people, new friends.
So, and Colombia, and visits to Colombia, to the part of Colombia where you'd never been before,
yeah,
where the music that you specialize in comes from. Well, later on we'll be hearing some clips from those very trips back to Colombia with José Hernando. But first, let's remind ourselves about the launch of the project back in January, which was the first time that José Hernando played Vallenato music with his mentor and his musical hero, the seasoned accordionist who came all the way over from Colombia to join us, Egidio Cuadrado.
Queda el recuerdo de tu voz, como el ave en la selva que canta y no se ve.
Solamente me queda el recuerdo de tu voz, como el ave que canta en la selva y no se ve. Con ese recuerdo vivo yo, con ese recuerdo moriré. Con ese recuerdo vivo yo, con ese recuerdo moriré.
Ay, 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 me estoy muriendo, ay, 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 tengo un dolor. Como tú sabes que te quiero, por eso te vales de ocasión. Como tú sabes que te quiero, por eso te vales de ocasión.
That was a song, Onda Herida, Deep Wound, played on two accordions by the mentor of World Roots Academy 2012, Egidio Cuadrado, and the protégé, José Hernando Arias Noguera. And that was recorded back in January 2012 in the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House in front of a very enthusiastic audience. That was the very first time that those two played together. Well, José Nando and I are now joined by Juan Carlos Jaramillo, the Radio 3 producer, also from Colombia,
indeed,
also an accordionist,
well,
who has been with us for the whole of World Roots Academy 2012, and indeed was with us on both trips to Colombia. Juan Carlos, just remind us what vallenato music is.
Well, vallenato music is this folk music from northern Colombia, which mixes three main influences, if you like. Influences brought from Europe through the accordion, but you have also African influences through a little drum. And there is a local instrument, which is an instrument related to indigenous traditions. So you have African, European and American influences in the music. And it's a music that tells stories, local stories. It's very charming and very pure. And it highlights the importance of the Caribbean influence in Colombia, which is massive musically and in so many other ways.
Well, obviously, our protege, José Hernando, had already met Egidio Cuadrado. They met in the Radio Theatre, as we heard. But then you went in March to Colombia with José Hernando. I unfortunately wasn't able to be there with you. But that was José Hernando's opportunity to really get to know his mentor and the musicians that his mentor usually plays with, who are celebrated. They're all great, celebrated musicians.
Indeed, and they're professional musicians. And the whole idea was for them to get together, because one of the dreams of José Hernando was for him to go to the Vallenato Festival, the most important folk music festival in the whole of Colombia, which was going to take place later on in April. So when we got there in March, it was a time for them to get together and rehearse some songs, because José Hernando wanted to take part in the Vallenato Festival. And in this particular occasion, I want to play a clip from the first ever parranda, you know, the big Vallenato party we have at night outside Bogotá, in this little country house we went there, just for them to get together and play some fantastic music. And you'll hear it. I mean, it was raining cats and dogs, really. And the night was great. And in front of a live audience, people that were there with us in this country house, José Hernando had the chance of, well, presenting his credentials as an accordion player, and not only persuade the other people, but also, in a way, persuade members of the band that he was really a very good accordion player.
Let's not forget that José Hernando was already a very competent vallenato player by the time we selected him as the protege for 2012. However, he was entirely self-taught. And so I guess this was his first opportunity to really learn.
Exactly. And here in this song, we have the two of them, Egidio and José Hernando, you know, mentor mentee, in the one of the most important songs of Colombia Vallenato, which is called Matilde Lina. And it's a beautiful song by Leandro Díaz, perhaps the last troubadour of vallenato music.
Más vida, era que estaba servido.
The Vallenato song Matilde Lina, played by Egidio Cuadrado and José Hernando Arias in a country house in Colombia last March. That was the first time that José Hernando had played with his mentor's whole group. And it was a sort of, I guess, partly a rehearsal and a performance.
Yeah, it was like a parranda because, you know, we started actually rehearsing like Juancho was saying, Juan Carlos. But it turned into a party, really, because everyone was dancing. You know, it wasn't more like a mentor teaching the mentee. It was more like a parranda. We had a good time. I remember Roger, short producer, Andrew, is that Andrew? Yeah.
Don't tell me he was dancing. Radio 3 producers never dance.
Yeah, of course, he was dancing then. Yeah.
But in a way, it was all just in good spirits, just for them to learn what Vallenato is really about, because Vallenato, it actually takes the energy from these parrandas.
It's
spontaneous, so. He's improvising, he's enjoying a party. That's what Vallenato is for, basically. And that's how all these stories go from one village to the next, from one party to the next.
That's how it is. And, you know, for us to see Roger and Andy dancing, that was like, you know, wow, we made
the
them dance
works.
At least. We made them. The music works and it's very contagious. And then I got to meet Carlos Vives, you know, superstar, one of the biggest superstars from Colombia.
He's a television star as well as
he's
a singer, isn't he?
He's a singer, he's an actor.
And he's the leading singer in Egidio's group.
And yeah, La Provincia, the group La Provincia. So.
So you met Carlos Vives, this great singer, star of Colombia. And then you went to his restaurant in Bogota, which must have been a fabulous experience for you. What was that like?
It was great. Because for what I knew, I was actually meant to rehearse. And when Juan Carlos told me that we were going to his restaurant, Carlos Vives was going to be there. Incredible.
But then Carlos invited José Hernando to play in an impromptu session there with some of his musicians and Egidio, of course. Egidio got involved.
And we're now going to hear a recording of one of the songs that you did together, and it's called Carito. It was actually written by Carlos Vives.
Exactly.
Together with the accordionist.
Exactly. Carlos Vives and Egidio wrote the song. Carito's a nice story because it's an invented story. It didn't happen, but they are dreaming a story, imagining how things would have been if they had had an English teacher as teenagers or little boys, which didn't happen, certainly. You hear a bit of the story there, Carlos singing in English, and he imagines that he falls in love with the teacher, basically, and he couldn't learn English because he was falling in love, and he would do his homework wrong because he was, you know, in awe of this woman.
Pensaba yo en estos tiempos de incomprensiones y desencanto, de tantas buenas razones para soñar sin desfallecer. Y pensaba con nostalgia de la inocencia de aquellos años y esos primeros amores que al recordar vuelven a nacer. Y recuerdo en mi memoria aquellos tiempos de cariño. Ella era una niña de voto que daba clase en la escuela, le gustaba el español y aunque lo hablaba poquito, esos ojos bonitos que hablaban muy bien por ella. Carito me habla en inglés, qué bonito se le ve. Carito me habla en inglés, qué me dice yo no sé. Carito me habla en inglés, qué bonito se le ve. Carito me habla en inglés, qué me dice yo no sé. Egidio, don't be like that now, listen to me, you will pay attention. I need you to write in English. Muy perfecto paragraph. And tell me, what do you learn? Don't you aprende to be tan coqueto, Egidio? Remember, nothing according until you finish the work you have. Me daba una sonrisa, yo me quedaba loquito. Y después en el examen lo ponía todo al revés. Carito se fue del baño, yo la recuerdo cantando.
a recording of the song Carito, performed in the restaurant of Carlos Vives, one of Colombia's most famous singers. And he was actually singing there together with Egidio Cuadrado, the accordionist, and José Hernando Arias, our protege of the World Roots Academy in 2012. Now, José, as I said earlier on, I mean, you already had taught yourself vallenato and you were a very, very proficient player by the time that we all met in this little studio right here in Broadcasting House a year ago. But you must have learnt a lot during your trip. Because there's one thing to be self-taught, you know, by looking at YouTube and clips and that sort of thing here in London. But it must have been another experience altogether to actually be in Colombia learning this music.
Definitely, because the people around you, they know how the music goes. So, yeah, I did fill those gaps, like you say. Picar was one of the things that I kind of
Picar.
Fixed.
And that's what a particular approach.
A particular technique vallenateros use.
And I suppose it's little things like that that actually give vallenato its flavor.
Its flavor, of course. I will show you the way picar is. So. See, when you play with your fingers and you play.
It's like your fingers are bouncing on the buttons.
Yeah, the way you hit the button. But that is like the flavor you're showing as well, because if you're like playing like that, you're showing people that it's with flavor.
That seems like a very good reason to ask you now to play something, José Hernando. And I know that while you were in Colombia on that first trip with Juan Carlos, I know that you composed a song in a more sort of commercial style. Tell us about that song and then play it for us, please.
It's more of a romantic song, dedicating this song to a girl. It's like you say, it's more like a commercial, but it also has the romantic side to it. So it's
more. What makes vallenato more commercial when you say it's a commercial song?
When you add like other instruments to it, you know, you add like bass, keys, even strings, that makes it more commercial.
But that's when you recorded it in the studio, actually in Colombia.
Yeah.
But what you're going to do now for us here in the studio is you're just going to play this song on its own. Non-commercial style,
acoustic.
Just with accordion,
yeah.
Acoustic. So this is José Hernando Arias right here in the studio with us playing his own composition that came out of that very first trip to Colombia. And it's called Hermosa, Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tus ojos al ver tu labio, yo te quise conocer. Gracias a Dios, así fue. Te dedico esta canción con amor e inspiración. Estoy contento, lo digo yo. Estoy delante de una flor. Que tu mirada me mata, que tu mirada me gusta, que tu mirada me mata. Soy el poeta que te escribe esta canción, porque eres linda y eres tan hermosa. Soy el poeta que te escribe esta canción, porque eres linda y eres tan hermosa. Thank you. Wyoming.
Colombian-born, London-raised accordion player José Hernando Arias Noguera, Radio 3's World Roots Academy 2012 protégé, performing his own composition for us in the studio. The name of that piece was Hermosa. I'm Lucy Duran with highlights of this year's World Roots Academy project, talking to José Hernando about his wonderful journey of learning and performing vallenato, the folk music from the north of Colombia. Well, José Hernando, you composed that song, Hermosa, on the first World Roots Academy trip that you did to Colombia. But then we all went back a second time with you. And that was, in a way, that was the sort of the real essence of the journey to Colombia, because it was to put you into the competition of the great Vallenato Festival, which is Colombia's most famous folk music festival. So just tell us a little bit about going to Valledupar and what the atmosphere was like at the competition festival.
Well, first of all, when I arrived at Valledupar, just getting out of the plane, there's something very special I felt that I've never felt in my life. It's like, even though it's never been my home, when I reached and I got out, I felt like, wow, it's home.
So you felt at home?
Yeah,
in Valledupar.
Felt at home.
It's a very hot and very humid climate.
Yeah.
The mountains are nearby.
35, 40 degrees.
And we had a great experience, José Hernando, because I was told that all would-be vallenato players have to be baptized in the rushing river that goes through Valledupar. And so, of course, we had to do that to you. But there was also another significance to it.
Any person who dives in the Guatapurí River, they will come back.
You'll go back to Valledupar.
Yeah, so definitely I'll be going back soon, very soon. Yeah.
Well, that was a memorable day. It was a hot and sultry day. I didn't go into the river, but I wish I had, but José Hernando did.
Happy, and I'm just about to chuck myself into the river now.
It's a pretty rushing river.
Yeah, it is.
There's
really
a very, very fast current. There are lots of boulders. It's obviously coming straight down from the Sierra Nevada. You be careful in there.
Yeah, of course, José Hernando. I will be.
I hope you can swim. You can swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
Okay, well, off you go. Get baptized.
Okay.
But are you sure? Because for the rest of your life, you're going to be attached to vallenato music.
It's what I love, so yeah.
Okay, off you go into the river.
Oh, it's really cold.
So that was the sound of José Hernando taking the plunge into the river in Valledupar underneath the Sierra Nevada mountains. And I regret that I didn't do it myself. But we did get him out, and the proof is that José Hernando is with us now. So this was all in the midst of taking part in this very, very competitive Vallenato festival. And there's a lot at stake, isn't there, Juan Carlos? It's high competition.
Oh, it's a really hard competition. José Hernando was taking part in the amateur category, and already I think he was up against about 80 players or so. The professional category, it's about 30 or 40 players, and the kids, it's probably about 120 kids or something like that. And people take it extremely, extremely seriously. Although it's bouncy and festive music, they really go there to compete.
So this competition has very strict rules about how you can play and what instruments and what kinds of music. There are four main styles of vallenato music, which you have to play.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you can only use the original format of vallenato music, in other words, the accordion, the drum, the caja, and then the scraper, the guacharaca. And so there was a piece of music that your mentor, Egidio Cuadrado, composed for you. And
yeah,
it was in the Puya style, this very difficult, fast style. But there was something, there was a special twist to it, wasn't there?
Something that's never been done before with Juan Carlos and me. We translated the lyrics of the song.
Into English?
Into English, yeah, from Spanish to English. So the first verse we play in Spanish, and still part of the first verse, we say everything in English. So
he had it first Spanish, then English, lyrics.
Yeah.
And that had never, ever happened before at the Vallenato Festival, which has been going since...
Oh, since 1968. So would you believe... Well, this was the 45th edition of the festival, and it had never been done before. And the beautiful part is that Egidio wrote it as if he were José Hernando, because he was just imagining him coming all the way from London to bring this type of vallenato learned in London.
Off just, YouTube.
Exactly, off YouTube. And just to bring it all the way to Valledupar to share it with the people from Valledupar. And
back to the cradle of vallenato.
And the song is called La Puya Inglesa,
the
English Puya.
The English Puya, yeah.
Cierra la presentación, José Hernando, con La Puya.
Vallenata la que toco en mi país, la música vallenata la que toco en mi país. Someone told me to compose, someone told me to compose this lovely catchy song. This puya that I sing in English y en español. This puya that I sing in English y en español. Tengo sangre colombiana, también me siento de aquí. La música vallenata la que toco en mi país, la música vallenata la que toco en mi país.
Puya, one of the forms of vallenato music, one of the most difficult forms, played there by José Hernando on the stage in the first round of the competition of the Vallenato Festival in the amateur category. We heard him being announced there as he got up on stage. And the very first time that vallenato music had been sung at the festival with English lyrics. It must have been quite something for you, José Hernando, to be in competition with all these other kids. A lot of them were young. They were your kind of age, early 20s, teens. But they were all local, those kids. So you, there you are, you're all the way from London. How was it? It must have been almost surreal in a way.
Something I had in my mind was, you know, each person from Valledupar knows how it works, how you must play. So here I must show the real vallenato, show the love you have to the audience, just make that soul come out and show it to everyone. Vallenato was coming out of my heart. Yeah.
Do you mean to say that you felt a different kind of connection with the music than you'd felt before?
Yes, because the other times I've performed, I've never felt this way. It's probably because it was a competition, maybe.
Well, José Hernando got into the quarterfinals. He didn't get further than that, but it was pretty remarkable that you got as far as that, actually, because the competition was very, very tough, as we've been saying. And then after that, we just enjoyed the rest of the festival, didn't we? And listened to some great music and met a few great old masters of vallenato music. So then we came back and the World Roots Academy continued, because then we had various encounters with the Colombian community here in London, an enormous Colombian community, isn't there?
Oh, it's enormous, and
it's very big,
they all bring they all come from different parts of the country, so they've managed here to make this fantastic melting pot of Colombian music already mixed with different influences.
That's very true. Yeah,
you're both from Colombia, and you're both living in London. You're from Bogota, is that right?
Yes,
Juan
indeed.
Carlos and. And José Hernando, you're from further south?
South. My parents are from Cali.
From Cali. And Cali is the town that's the city that's so famous for its salsa.
Salsa.
Cali is a city that I always associate with a song called Cali Pachanguero.
Mm.
It's a city of a lot of salsa, and it's, you know, it's a tropical city, great lively dance music. And that's one of the things that's been brought over here. For example, there's Roberto Pla, great band leader from Colombia, who's been living here for many, many years. One of the people who's really kept the salsa scene going in this country. And we got him into the studio with his band to do something with you, José Hernando.
Yes, we played Cali Pachanguero. It's like the national anthem of Cali. We done a mixture between salsa and cumbia. It's beautiful, actually. You know, something new came up that we never... did try, first time we tried it, and it actually worked.
So cumbia is one of the styles from Colombia.
Yes.
And then salsa, of course, the great pan-Latin dance music. So now we're going to hear José Hernando on accordion, playing with Roberto Pla and his band, recorded in May down at the Medavale Studios in London. And here they are with Cali Pachanguero. One of the most famous Colombian dance pieces, Cali Pachanguero, performed there by Roberto Pla with his band, together with José Hernando on accordion. And I am very happy to say that Roberto Pla will be coming along with his full band to the launch of the World Roots Academy 2013. And that is when we're going to be announcing the new protégé for next year and the country that he or she comes from, and the mentor. So that will be a very exciting event. And as you can hear, we're going to have some really, really lively, wonderful dance music from Colombia before we hear anything else. That will be at the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House. It happens on the 25th of January. It will be then broadcast on Radio 3 on the 27th. So do come along. That's a free event, but you will need a ticket. So for information about how to get hold of tickets, go to the Radio 3 website and then look for the World Roots page and you'll find details there. Well, the whole of the World Roots Academy project this year culminated with a late night concert at the Proms. And for that, Egidio Cuadrado and his band came over from Colombia and joined José Hernando on stage. And it was a fabulous performance. The audience was packed with Colombians. There was a lot of dancing. It was a very, very lively and exciting event. What was it like for you, José Hernando?
Well, seeing the people actually get off their seats to dance, I was told that no one's actually danced in the Royal Albert Hall before, so fantastic.
It was a remarkable event, certainly, and when I was watching you and Egidio perform, you were really almost at the same level. It was amazing how 6 months later from the launch in January, you had achieved so much. You had grown in confidence and technical skill and ability. I thought it was a remarkable demonstration of the progress you've made and what you can achieve in the World Roots Academy. So it was fantastic. I was really proud of you.
Thank you, Juancho.
Y es candela lo que van a llevar, Luis Enrique, pollo vallenato. Es candela lo que van a llevar. Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato. Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato.
Well, that was last summer from the proms at the Royal Albert Hall. Protégé José Hernando, together with mentor Egidio Cuadrado and his band all the way from Colombia, performing El Pollo Vallenato in front of an absolutely thrilled audience. So, José Hernando, we've all had the great experience of watching you progress through the year. But now the year is over. Where are you going to take this music, Vallenato?
This music, I'm going to try and expand it through Europe, other parts of the world, with English as well, English lyrics, because it's something new and I want to develop it more. So that's one of my missions.
That's interesting, because you've been telling us about experiencing the music at first hand and seeing where the real tradition is and really feeling the tradition. And yet now what you want to do is to take this music out, put it together with new styles of music and new sounds.
Yeah, new sounds and experiment. I want to experiment more because I know great things can happen if you mix all these styles together. So, yeah.
José Hernando, thank you very much for coming in. It's time for one last piece of music from you. Thanks to you as well, Juan Carlos, for being with us throughout the whole World Roots Academy experience 2012. And we're going to end with you, José Hernando, playing a potpourri of two songs by one of the greatest composers ever of vallenato music, Rafael Escalona. So quickly tell us about these two songs.
El Testamento, so the Testament. He's dedicating this song to this girl because he's going to uni and study. So the story is, she's kind of a bit angry because of something he must have done. So he's telling her, please don't forget me. And if something wrong happens to me, then you're going to regret it. So that's the first song. And the other song is La Casa en el Aire. So he's referring to his daughter. He says he's going to make a house in the sky with clouds. He's going to write her name, A la Luz, on the clouds.
And it's probably one of the most famous vallenato songs ever, La Casa en el Aire, by Rafael Escalona. Well, thank you very much to both of you. And don't forget that the World Roots Academy continues. 2013 will reveal a completely different country and a completely different protégé and mentor. So do look for details of that on the Radio 3 website, on the World Roots page. The launch will be on the 25th of January, broadcast on the 27th. But meanwhile, here is our protégé, 2012, José Hernando.
Oye, morenita, te vas a quedar muy sola porque anoche dijo el radio que abrieron el liceo. Como es estudiante, ya se va a Escalona, pero de recuerdo te deja un paseo. Como es estudiante, ya se va a Escalona, pero de recuerdo te deja un paseo que te habla de aquel inmenso amor que llevo dentro del corazón, que dice todo lo que yo siento, que es pura pasión y sentimiento, y grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene, la tiene Pedro Castro. Ahí grabado con el lenguaje grato que tiene la tierra de Pedro Castro. Hacer una casa en el aire solamente pa' que vivas tú. Después le pongo un letrero bien grande con nubes blancas que diga Dalu, porque el que no vuela no sube a ver a Dalu en las nubes, porque el que no llega no llega ya a ver a Dalu en la mensidad.
Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and the producer was Juan Carlos Jaramillo. And if you want to listen to the programme again, you can do so via the Radio 3 website. Now, Joan Bakewell tells us about her guest in the next edition of Belief.
Ben Kingsley recalls a bitterly unhappy childhood and one that left him with a sense of isolation and a need to reach out to others.
There is a hymn, Joan, which has the refrain running through it, "You in your small corner and I in mine." And I remember as a seven-year-old at the back of assembly at school singing this hymn and being unable to get through the refrain because my throat closed and I was crying. I was in a very small corner and someone somewhere else was in theirs. And I used to fall asleep wondering if there was anybody there.
Join me, Joan Bakewell, in conversation with Ben Kingsley this New Year's Day at 10:05 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, next, this Sunday evening, it's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin. That's in a couple of minutes after this seasonal offering from the harpist Andrew Lawrence King. Andrew Lawrence King was playing Sweet Was the Song, an anonymous piece from the 16th century. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 4 minutes past 11 and time for this week's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, this is no ordinary jazz trio.
1, 2, 3.